This podcast of Strange Brain Radio is a production of Storm Foundry Studios. I'm your host, Rusty Bender, and I've had too much to drink. Today's podcast is a little different. I've got a couple guys in here right now from the local newspaper, the Kenosha News, and they're just going to see what podcasting is all about. A little later on, I'll go through the story, of course, and then a little bit about news about Apple iTunes, and then a promo for you to listen to. Okay, but on to the story. They say you can bet on anything in Vegas. I always wanted to test that out. You know, go up to one of those tellers and say, "Hey, yeah, I want to bet on the letter of the day on today's episode of Sesame Street. I got a good feeling about the letter Q." But I wouldn't bet on the number of the day, because that guy just creeps me out. You know, that count guy? Okay, for those of you who don't know, they got this Muppet dressed up like a vampire, and he's like obsessed with numbers. You can't put two objects in front of him without him having to count them. One, two, He's like this Transylvanian Rain Man. So they stick him in this basement with his pipe organ, and there's like 20 pipes on the pipe organ, and each pipe has got this face. And when you hit a key on the keyboard, the pipe says its number. 7, 8, 9, you get the picture. So the count's banging away on the keyboard, trying to find the number of the day. But he's insulting my intelligence, because I know he knows what it is. And he's pretending he doesn't know.
1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, the suspense is killing me!
What, am I stupid? I watched you yesterday. You made it to 12 before the suspense started killing you. I know once you say the suspense is killing you, it's only 3 more numbers before you get to the number of the day. The real reason I can't watch it is because I feel sorry for the number 20. That guy only gets to do his job once every 20 episodes. And talk about suspense, there's no suspense in that guy's life. There's no mystery. I mean, if the number of the day is 15, and you get to 14, you might still be wondering, is it 16? Is it 18? But if you get to 19... you know the number of the day is 20. And the count's got it in for him, too, because he starts messing with him.
17, 18, 19. Could it be? Could it be 20?
Just hit the key. Hit the key and let the guy do his job. And while we're talking about Sesame Street, what kind of crazy X-Files Area 51 stuff is going on with Cookie Monster? Am I the only one on the planet that knows that guy is really Louis Armstrong? Did the government perform some experiment on jazz singers that turned them into furry blue cookie-addicted monsters? You tell me.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I watch them bloom, for C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. C.
It's the same guy. It's the same guy. All right. Now I want to talk a little bit about Apple iTunes. I wanted to welcome everybody who's began their subscription to Strange Brain Radio with Apple iTunes 4.9. I just wanted to let you know that when you first launch Apple iTunes and you see the most popular podcasts, those really are not the most popular podcasts. All those corporations just started about a month ago when Apple was going to release podcasting support. Do yourself a favor and just look around the categories. If you see a name that's interesting to you, subscribe to it. That's really the best way to go about it, because what you're getting from Apple is just who's paying them the most to tell them what they want you to think is the most popular podcast. Okay,
now I'd like you to listen to a promo from my friend Patrick McLean.
My name is Patrick McLean, and every week I write and produce The Shanachie. It's a podcast that takes its name from a Celtic word meaning storyteller. And to give you an idea of what it's like, I've written a 28-second episode. It's called Rusty Bender. The Tin Man goes out drinking with a scarecrow and wakes up in the cornfield covered in dew. And he realizes the reason the scarecrow always drinks him under the table is that his belly is filled with straw. Alcohol-soaked straw. So he creaks off in search of a match. He's going to show that scarecrow. If a good story sounds like something you're interested in, then please check out The Shanachie at goodwordsrightorder.com.
As always, you can contact me at strangebrain@gmail.com. I also have 20 other Gmail accounts I can give out. That's a 2 gigabyte account of storage. And also I want to mention that there's been a lot of requests for more music from the a cappella group Prism from the very first episode. You can look forward to that in future episodes. And with that, I'll leave you with a Strange Brain beer quote of the day from Dave Barry. Without question, the greatest invention in history of mankind is beer. Oh, I grant you that the wheel was also a fine invention, but the wheel does not go nearly as well with pizza.